Okay, good morning, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Chav Tes. We should be finishing up Siman Shin Chav Tes today. It's a short Siman, so today we'll be doing Se'ifim Dalet Hey Vav Zayin Ches and Tes. This is page Kuf Ayin Amar Aleph. As we get much, much closer to finishing Chela Gimel, I think we're just about 5 weeks away from finishing Chela Gimel of the Mishnah Brura. Okay, so we are up to, again, Siman Shin Chav Tes, Se'if Dalet. And we're talking about what you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for in terms of Pikuach Nefesh. Let's say you're clearing off rubble from a fallen building to try to find survivors, and you find someone who's crushed, who clearly is not going to survive for very long, but by helping him out, he may survive a bit longer than he otherwise would. You continue to clear off the rubble, and you keep looking, you keep searching, up until you get to his nose. If you see that from his nose that he's not breathing at all, as vaday meis, then you can assume he's for sure dead. And that's regardless of whether you got to his head first or you got to his feet first. Once you reach his nose, and nothing before you reach his nose can tell you whether he is dead or alive. Says the Mishnah Berurah, siv katan yod, as vaday meis, tichsiv kol asher nishma Ruach Chaim Ba'apav. Mashma da Ruach Chaim Tali Ba'apav. That the definition of life, the definition of death, is cessation of breathing. Now, this obviously provides a significant challenge for us, because that is the halachic definition of death. But in contemporary times, a person could be not breathing, and there are things we could do to bring him back his breath, and he can live a long life, many, many years, after having not been breathing. So it's very difficult to define death as inability to breathe. So nowadays, if someone's not breathing anymore, but you could do CPR and you can get him breathing again, so of course you have to be Mechal Shabbos for something like that. And of course, this leaves us with a major, major question in Halacha that we will not get into right now, which is, what then is the definition of death? When do we assume that a person actually is dead? Lo shna pagu baraglav. It doesn't matter whether you started by his feet. The chiddush of starting at his feet is that on the way from the feet to the nose, you pass by the heart. So if the heart is not beating, you would think he's for sure dead. So no, that's why the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, do not assume he's dead just because his heart is not beating. You still got to look for a breath. Si'if hei, matza eliona mesim lo yomar kvar mesu tachtonim el mfakeach aleim shema adayinim chayim. Just because you find dead bodies on the top of the pile, it doesn't mean the ones that are buried further in the pile are also dead. You still have to continue to work to try to find survivors deeper into the pile. Sivav of the chavim shatzaru ala yaros Yisrael. If you have of the chavim that are attacking Jewish cities, in bo aliske mamon, if they're coming for money, ein mechalin aleinim as a Shabbos. You can't be mechal Shabbos for money. You just lose your money. Bo aliske nefashos, but if they're coming for lives, vafilu stam, or even if they're coming stam and they're not stating their intentions, yotzim aleinim beklei zayin mechalin aleinim as a Shabbos. You get your weapons and you mechal Shabbos to protect the city. And if it's a city that's by a border, that borders another country, even if they're just coming ostensibly for monetary matters, for food and things like that, or for straw, then you can be Mechal Shabbos, because security of the nation's borders is a Pikuach Nefesh issue. Even if they haven't come yet, but you know that they intend to do so, you can be Mechal Shabbos. If cut on your base, Aliske Mamun, for a loss of money, you cannot allow an Isra Shabbos. And even if they just come stam and they don't state their intentions, Safik Nefashos Lahakel tells us you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for that. Lasvar, if it's a border town, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, even if they're coming for money. Ir Shemavdelas bin Gvul She Yisrael Darim Bala Gvul of the Gilulim. Border town means that it's on the border of where Jews live and where non-Jews live. Chashinu Shemil Kedu Misham Te'ar Itznocha Kavish Lefneim, and it provides significant security. It's a buffer zone, those border towns, and if those places get captured, so then the rest of the country becomes easier to capture. Fa'afilu lo ba'u, and even if they're only coming for money, Ratzalom k'shakol yotzei shrotzim lova afal bi shelo ba'u adai. Sorry, even if they didn't come yet, and you just know that they want to come, that they intend to come, mutal lilbosh klezayin l'shmov la'asos kol bi'ir k'desh lo yavo'u. You can make a whole ruckus in the city by mobilizing the military to discourage them from attacking. Because we're not so exacting when it comes to pikuach nefesh. If it seems like it might be pikuach nefesh, it will be pikuach nefesh, then we already start mobilizing. Siv Zayin, Yesh mi sha'omer, shebizman hazeh afilu bo al iskei mamon mechalin, shem lo yanichan Yisrael lishlov lovuz mamon yargeru vavi iskei nefashos. Some say that even if they're coming just for our money, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to protect ourselves, because many Jews will not give up their money. They'll fight for it, and therefore it will become pikuach nefesh. Umikol makom akol lefi inyan, but this needs to be assessed based on the particulars of the circumstance. Siv katan tazayin, shem lo yanichanu, because if you don't let him, if the Jew doesn't want to let the guy take his money, it's going to be pikuach nefesh. V'ani milik shabo al rabim. That's a situation where they're attacking the masses. Tebavadai yeshloch hashem alecho negdom lo yirtzulite lamamon v'yarguhu. Because if they're attacking thousands of people, there's going to be somebody who stands up for himself and is therefore going to be put in harm's way. V'lochein avikamo shabo al iskei nefashos, and therefore it becomes a nefashos case. Avol k'shabo al yachid, but if it's just against you that they're coming, so you have an option. You can either fight and it will be a pikuach nefesh case, and then you'll have to be mechal Shabbos, or you could just let them take your money and let them go on their way. So then yaniach likach mamon v'lo yichal lasa Shabbos. You have to let them take your money, and you should not be mechal Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo Chelgav Siman Zayin Os Beis wonders, why is this any different than Baba Machteres? When someone is tunneling into your house, you're allowed to stand up for yourself to defend your money, even though it's going to lead to a case of pikuach nefesh. So he says that when it comes to the Balabais himself, he may not be able to control himself to stand up for his money, but l'chadchila, you're not supposed to do that. But then Rav Shlomo Zalman says that this is Magen Avraham l'shitaso, that you shouldn't be maflik b'sfina, the Magen Avraham holds, before Shabbos, if you know that you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos. But you should know, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, not everyone agrees to the Magen Avraham. The Elie Rabba, Paskins like the Rivash, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Levush, that you are allowed to leave even knowing before Shabbos, even knowing that it's gonna lead to Chil Shabbos. And therefore, over here also, even though knowing that standing up for your money is going to lead to Chil Shabbos, even the Chachila, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to stand up for your money. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, we just don't paskin like this. This is a sheet of the Magen Avraham that we don't paskin like. Hakol lefi inyan needs to be assessed independently. Hainu lefi ma. You have to be able to assess the level of anger, if you could take the temperature down, how heated things are going to get. If you live in a neighborhood where failure to stand up to protect your neighborhood is going to lead to all of your non-Jewish neighbors being angry at you and being upset that you're putting their money at risk, and then it's going to lead to sakana for the Jewish people, so you have to be mindful of that as well, and therefore you need to stand up for yourself. Sivches, haroas fina sheyesh ba Yisrael ha-metrefes b'yam. If you see a boat that has Jewish people on it that is lost at sea, v'chein nor shote, for a raging river, yachid ha-nirdaf, v'chein yachid ha-nirdaf mipnei ovid chavim, or a Jew is being chased by everybody has an obligation to be mechal Shabbos in order to save them. So says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yurches. It doesn't have to be a guy that's chasing a Jew. It could be a Jew chasing another Jew and threatening his life. You also have to be mechal Shabbos to save the guy. And if he's being chased by a wild animal that could kill him, also you got to save him. No matter how many malachos it's going to take to save him. But if it's going to be dangerous for you to intercede and to get involved, then you're not obligated to intercede, because your life comes before your friend's life. And even if it's a suffix sakana, your own suffix is more more important than the other parties. Vaday ulam tzarich lishkol hadvar. That's, by the way, not universally agreed upon, that you're not allowed to put yourself, you don't have to put yourself in safek sakana to save somebody else from vaday sakana, but that's what the Mishmur paskins. Ulam tzarich lishkol hadvarim heitev im yesh bo safek sakana v'lo l'daktik b'yoser kos hashamram daktik asam b'kach b'li dekach. Person shouldn't look for every far-fetched possible suffix. Well, if I get involved, then maybe so-and-so will get angry, and maybe that will lead to that, will lead to a sakana. Don't start being so medactic about these things. Assume that if it doesn't seem terribly dangerous, then it's worth getting involved in order to save another person's life. And if a person refuses to get involved in these things, then he's going to be bali dekach. Then it's going to ultimately, what goes around comes around. And finally, siftes. Anyone who goes out in order to protect the community with their weapons is allowed to bring their weapons back as well to the place where they started. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Chozim kedei shelo lachshilam la'asid lavo shelo yirtzu la'atzilot. Because if they have to leave their weapons out and they're going to lose all their stuff, then next time they're not going to be as eager to go. This is the major hatzala, heter, for hatzala to return on Shabbos, because the whole concern is that if they're not able to return on Shabbos and they respond to a call on a Friday night, it means that their whole Shabbos is shtered and they're going to have to be stuck in the hospital all the rest of the Shabbos. We're afraid next time they get a call on a Friday night or a Shabbos morning, they're not going to want to respond to that call. That heter is a heter that works for Hatzalah members. L'chora, it does not work for doctors, because the doctor has a job that he gets paid for. He's not going to not respond to his job because it's going to ruin his Shabbos. He doesn't want to lose his job. So to review what we learned today, in Siv Dalad we said that it's breath that determines whether a person is alive or dead. So you got to keep searching and moving the rubble away until you can find the guy, whether the guy is breathing, and not the heartbeat that determines it. In Sif Hey, we said, do not be fooled by the fact that some people are dead in the rubble. You could still assume that there might be survivors lower down beneath in the rubble. And then in Sif Vav, we said that if Ovdei Chavim attack a city, if they're coming for nefashos, or even if they're coming stam, you could be Mechal Shabbos to protect. If they're coming from Mammon, you cannot be Mechal Shabbos to protect. But in Siv Zayin, we said, Yesh Mishomer, that nowadays, even if they're coming from Mammon, since somebody is probably going to stand up for themselves, you are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to protect them. But everything has to be assessed, on a case-by-case basis. And then in Siv Ches, we said that if you see people that are in danger, you have an obligation to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save them. But the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, you are not obligated to put yourself in sakana to save them, and even suffix sakana you're probably not obligated to do, but one should not be so exacting in his definition of what is suffix sakana. And then in Siftes we said that all important halacha, that if a person went out to go save lives on Shabbos, he's allowed to return and bring his stuff back home, because otherwise he may tarry or may delay, may be unresponsive in the future when future pikuach nefesh situations come up. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Motzai Yantif we'll probably get together for another Zoom to begin Simin Shin Lamed, the Dinim of Yoledas on Shabbos. Everyone should have Eksiva V'Chasima Tova. Thank you so much for joining today and all the other days that everybody's able to join in keeping this shir going. Ashrecham.